How did you explain it to your daughter?
Early on, we didn't tell my daughter at all. In her younger years, we both felt that it was something that she shouldn't have to deal with. You know, Dad's issue, it shouldn't be her issue.
How old was she actually when you did?
In her 20s. Her first year at UB. And right after they done with their exams in December, they decided to go down to Chrissy's parents, which was Katie's roommate, place in Ellicottville, go skiing. The boys were going to a different car, and girls were going to go down ahead of them. And but on the way down, it was a nice storm, and Chrissy hit ice, mm-hmm. and lost control of the car, and hit an embankment, and she perished in the accident. My daughter mm-hmm. Ended up with a severe concussion and bleeding in the brain. And she fully recovered and didn't. And actually, the neuropsychologist, said she's a miracle. That anybody have the same amount of injuries that she had doesn't cover 70% of what she did. I mean, she went. Yeah, it was very. We were very. Like I said, we won the lottery. She ended up graduating magna cum laude and did great in her. And she became a psychologist as well. Very proud of her. And she's getting married this September. Mm-hmm. So right before the accident, literally a week or so, Kay was staying in the dorms, and I would occasionally dress in the evenings. So I had clothes in the closet, shoes in the back door, and this and that I was using. You know, my wife was gone an extended period of time, so I had this opportunity. So that's what. To embrace who I was, that's what I did. But my daughter came home during the day and saw these shoes, saw some of the clothes in the closet, and the make was on the counter in the bathroom. And I said, you okay? Is there anything you want to ask me? And she said, no, I'm okay. So she suppressed it and didn't want to talk about it. Now, I don't know what she assumed. She doesn't really remember. But literally a week later, she had the accident, and it took probably 6 to 9 months after the accident, all of a sudden things were starting to brighten up for her and turn mm-hmm. back on in mm-hmm. her brain. And all of a sudden she remembered that. It was just her and I, and we were sitting at the kitchen counter and island, and she said, I remember, I came home and found those things. And I says, okay. And she says, what's going on with you and Mom? And right then, Gail walked in, came in from work, and I said, well, Gail, Katie just asked the question. So we had always said if she asks us directly, we'll tell her. So that's when mm-hmm. we shared with her what was going on with me. And she was upset. She was mad that we lied to her. But we said, well, that was, we explained to her, and she eventually understood. And because of the accident, it made me realize that life is so short. I lost my father at a very young age. I can't keep going where I was going. It was definitely obvious to me that I was struggling, and I knew why. And I had multiple conversations, probably for over a year, with a therapist about how can I move out of this fence that I was in. Mm-hmm. And there was no easy way except to step out and into the light and tell everybody. For the life of me, tried to figure out how somebody, if I were to tell somebody, try to figure out where they would fall and try to enlighten them in such a way that, hopefully minimize that type of thing. But I can tell you that 90% of the time I didn't get it right where they would be for or against, or the ones I thought would be more embracing weren't, and the ones that I thought would be totally against it were super supportive. You just never know.
How did your daughter end up?
End up very supportive. Yeah, very supportive. She's a very strong advocate. And we still have our issues, very supportive. And the same thing with my ex. I mean, she has moved on and has a great, she's engaged, has a great guy, and we're all, I like to think, as a family. Mm-hmm. My family, it took a lot. It took me over 4 years. I was totally removed from any family interaction. In 2003, I end up telling my mom. I mean, I kept constantly pushing the feminization process. I mean, thinning my eyebrows and letting my hair grow a little longer. Then I got it. I was getting gray, so I dyed it.
So you were about in your 40s when you told your mom.
Yeah. And I told my brothers, and that was difficult because I'm in a family business, and a very male-oriented blue-collar business, no one had a clue. I mean, I hit it very well. It really didn't hit with them and or my brothers and sibling members until they saw me as a woman when I, you know, came to work. It's one thing to share with you as a male or whatever that you the components like coming out gay. You can know something about someone's sexuality, but you still interact with the same person. But a transgender person, it's a little more dynamic. You come out, they know it, but then you have to, when they see you and interact with you as a different gender, mm-hmm. It puts people in a really odd place. My younger siblings, my sister and my brother, mm-hmm. Both had children. Mm-hmm. My brother had two girls and my sister had two boys. They used that as a justification to keep me from visiting the cottage. Used that to keep me from Thanksgiving, from Christmas, for over 4 years. It wasn't until my mother passed away in 2007 that process of going through the wake and all that is when things changed. And there was talking, and someone mentioned, you know, that my brother shared with me, there was mention that some of the family members thought that, you know, I shouldn't be allowed to even go to my own mother's wake. And others voiced and stood up for me, but that was a turning point. It was a turning point for some of the family members to realize that, the church that we used, which was one of my sister-in-law's church, and she was a kind of a staunch advocate against me, so to speak. But it wasn't until her pastor spoke up and says, no, we're totally accepting, and Patty should be allowed, and then she made a total about face, and she's been really, really great since. But there was a lot of hurt during that time frame, because you think, we growing up, we had a very close-knit family, and that was a very painful time for me. And I tell others when I speak on this, that it takes time for people to make that transition. Mm-hmm. We transition ourselves and come to the understanding and acceptance of it sooner than those around us, and we have to realize that when we transition, those closest to us also do. Mm-hmm. And it's a process. It's a grieving process, just like, you know, you're losing somebody. You know, you talk to my ex, and she says, I lost my husband, and I watched him die. And that's sadly the process for those around us. So you have to move past all that, and it's hard for parents.